Okay, we are holding Simon Yud Aleph Sif Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Asol Mimitzemer Gozel Psulim Dichsev Vasulahem Mishalahem. So if a person makes the tzitzis from fleece which is stolen, it is possible because the pasuk says Vasulahem Mishalahem. You should make for yourselves, and it has to be your own. Says the Rama, V'dafka shegozol hachutin. This that we say that it's possible is if you steal the strings when they're already made into strings. Avlam gozol tsemer vason chutin ksherim. But if you steal it as fleece, then the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that the Magen Avraham understood that the Rama is disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. You know, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, in all cases, it's possible. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was, Imaso mitzemer gozol, meaning he used fleece which was stolen. It's still possible. And the Rama says no. V'dafka shegozol hachutim, avlim gozol tzemer v'asan chutim ksherim. Mi'lechatchila aser la'seisan. You shouldn't obviously take the wool and make it into string. Only nin bracha ayin lekaman reish simen tuf reish memtes. So, let's see. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lahem Mishalahem, Nira Poshet, Bewadein im Laka Hatzitzis Bahakafa, Vahamecher Ayo Benafika Zuzi, Vizaini Ritz Lashamle, Demidina Eine Shalai. In other words, the criteria of Gezel usually means, like the Gemara says in many places, Vika Hachanis Miyad HaMitzri, you kind of go out in broad daylight, and you overpower the person and you take it from their hand. That's what gezel is. What about a situation where I take it on credit and then the fellow says, okay, can I have my money please? And you basically tell him no. Or you keep making excuses and so on. The mocher is I open up because Uzi keeps going in and out to try and get his, to claim his money. Is there any ritzel shalomly? And you don't want to pay him dimidina initially? It's also not considered to be yours. Kedis v'chesh mishpat in kuftari ein shama. V'chol kai gavna imkein leyotze m'adin v'tzitzis ayim v'bir halacha. So certainly if it's stolen, and so too if you are refusing to pay, that is tantamount to stolen. If you go back to the bir halacha on the previous page, imasam, four lines at the bottom, ein brim agadim shekasev du'adin im gozel talis. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about when you steal the threads, or you steal the fleece and you make the threads, you make the tzitzis. What about if I steal his garment? He's got a four-cornered garment, and I've got tzitzis, but I don't have a four-cornered garment. So I steal my friend's garment, and I put my tzitzis on the stolen garment. Says the Brim Megadim, the same would apply. Now he came into tzitzis, I did levishazu. And therefore, Mamela Birchasei Hu Levatala, there would be a Brach Levatala. Why? De Kesuscha Ksiv Bekra. The Pasuk says it's got to be your garment, it's got to be your clothing, Kesuscha Shetachasiva. So not only if the string is stolen, the same would apply if the garment is stolen also. If the garment is stolen also. The next Be'alach also very interesting. Mitzemer Gazel. He stole the tzitzis from his friend. So Reuven steals the strings from his friend, places them on his beged. Reuven the Ganav places them on his beged, and then he pays Shimon the nigzal. Or Shimon says, you know what, don't worry about it, keep it. Does Reuven now need to go and untie the tzitzis and put them back on? Being that the pasuk says, v'asulahem aloshna v'asiyo, boyinen shebe'esu asiyah yeshalai. There's a requirement that at the time of the asiyah, it belonged to you. At the time of the asiyah, it didn't belong to you. Do we say there's a requirement that Bashas Maisa was yours, or perhaps we can say that we see retroactively that it works? That is a tzarach ein gadol of the bir halacha.
If you steal the fleece, then you make it into on being shalavi.
That's what we're going to get into very soon. This concept of shini ma'isa and what's exactly why does shini ma'isa not work? Well,
just like stolen the tzitzit, he puts them on in there, nine words. So he's not the kind next to tzitzit.
Right, so that's an interesting question. Meaning, if we're saying that a person would not necessarily be Mekai in the midst of tzitzis with stolen tzitzis, but does that mean that it's considered to be that like he's wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis? That might be difficult to say. At the end of the day, you have tzitzis on them. Maybe you're not going to get the schar, but to say that you are actually not wearing tzitzis on a four-cornered garment, that might be difficult to say. So now, the Rama said Eric's pointing out that the Gemara mentions in Bava Kamma and other places, if you have what's called a shinoi, which is chozer lebriyasei, that you've done a shinoi, but you're able to fairly easily kind of make that shinoi go back to what it was previously, that is not necessarily considered to be a shinoi. So I think that there's mention about that also. And that depends on how easy it is to do. So we'll see. Says the Rama said, "V'dafke shegaz lachutim." This that the Mechaber said that it doesn't work is only if you stole the strings. But if you stole the fleece and you made it into strings, it's kosher. You shouldn't do it lachatchiva. Says the Mishnah of V'dafke, "V'oz afiru nisyayshu abaylam pasul v'yishlikana." Meaning, even if the baylam were miyayish, doesn't help because yish is not kaina. Vafido im lo yahayu achutzin shuzurin uhu shuzaran mikamak lechashel aydei zeshino idalin nistana shmam al yadei kain. So one of the things which has to happen b'shas shino is there has to be ishin Hashem. But if you have strings and now you have slightly thicker strings, just because you've taken two strings and you've just intertwined them together, it's the same thing. That's not really called a shinoi as such. Now we said dafke shegaz l'chutin ein magen avram du'ul devarav hagazu chelak l'mechaber, like we pointed out, he's understanding that the Rama is disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. The sfir lei dakra mi'etz afila masa chutim mitzemer gazel. In all cases, even if you stole fleece and you subsequently turn it into string, the Mahar understands in all cases that is a problem. Now, the Rama said, if you steal the wool and you turn it into string, it's kosher. Hataz mevayer the iri harama heich to have a yush gamkin. We need to have yush also. The kanye be yush v'shinoi Hashem. And now you've got two things over here. You've got yush and you've got shinoi Hashem. Meaning the mikara tzemer v'hashta chutin. Originally it was wool, it was fleece, and now it is string. That is the way the Taz understands the Rama. You need to have yush, and now you've got yush and shinoi Hashem. Avla magen avram kosev demidis sasam arama mashmidis sfirle defilukedem yush kasha dekanya b'shinu maisa. So says the Magna Avram, the Rava doesn't mention anything about Yush over here, and if it's contingent on the necessity of Yush, surely he should have said that. Elamayitz Mashma, even if the Nigzal wasn't yet Miyayish, there's a Shini Maisa over here. Meaning, originally it's just fleece, and now you've done a very different Maisa, and you've turned it into threads. The Chin Mashma Magra Bibi Ureida Tamo Mishum Shini Maisa. Ayin Sham. Now he maybe just a couple of points. If you look over in 43, whoever has it, he says, "Where is it mashma from the gra that it's working within shinu ma'isa?" Because the gra is mitzayin in hilchas matzah in tofnun dalad she yetsim yidei chayva the matzah ha'suya michitim gezulais. If you steal the wheat and then you grind it, and then you make it into matzahs and so on. So the Gra is mitzayin that din. The chayin lamashu kosav shochanach lekaman Shahagaz Lula Vishipo, Yetza Bayde Chavas, Vishneh Mail Medin Shinemaisa. In those cases, it's working within Shinemaisa. So the Goyin is Mitzayin, those Makurais, seemingly understanding the Ramah, that it's working here Medin Shinemaisa. So we have Machlekes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Taz says it is a requirement of Yush also, and he's understanding that it's Yush and Shini Hashem. And the Magen Avraham is saying, no, you don't need Yush, and you have over here Shini Maisa. In Gozel Chutimu Macharan La'acher Lefnei Yush. If a person stole the strings, meaning not the case of fleas, he stole strings, and he sold them to someone else, but this was done prior to Yush, La'yotza Sheni Batzitzis, the second one will not be Yotza, the Shini Rishas, but Yush Le'kana. The fact that it's changed Rishos, without Yush, that is insufficient. But Le Karinin Bay of Asulahem, so says the Prima Gadim. Vim Achar Shabali Yada Shainin is Yashua Bailim, but if it subsequently Yush Bailim kicks in, once the Gazlan sells it to someone else, then Ein Chesh Mishvat Shimon Gimel, there are days. I mean, ideally, Yush is supposed to have been Chal first, and then there is the Shinu Rishus. But if there's the Shinu Rishus before Yush, and then there's Yush, then there are days. V'misyayishu v'achitach machron. But if there was Yush, and then it was sold, kana sheni asatzitzis, then we say the second fellow has acquired it. There's Yush and Shinu Rishus. V'af le'inyin brach ha'mashma me'amagin avram and tofresh memtez v'yuchal avarach v'zeh v'imimishim mitzabah v'aveira. Meaning Klapi, the second guy, the fellow who bought it from the Gazlin, Klapi him, there's no aspect of Mitzvah Baveira, Kevin Shehu Ligozal, Chin Pasuk Amachtes HaShekel. So in other words, the deal of Mitzvah Baveira, and so on, is more going to be Legabi, the first person himself, even if technically in Din he's got some type of a mechanism to say that maybe he's Yotza, because he stole it when it was fleeced and he made it into thread and so on. But Legabi Bracha, we're going to be Mathmer. But Legabi, the second fellow, there we say he can say a Bracha. Even Klapi, the second person, the Gamataz of Hagra, Machmirim, they are Mathmer for the second person also. Legabi Bracha. Now we said, everyone agrees that even the Ramah, who is Makel against the Mechaber, and said in the case where you stole the Tzemer and you make it into Tzitzis, again, depending on this Machlekes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, what's shot in the Ramah, but we said, Lechatchila, you're not allowed to go ahead and take the Tzemer and turn it into a Chut. We said, Lechatchila Asala, Seis and Zakta Mishnah Bura Tzalema, Lahatala Tzitzis Eile Bevigdei Mishim Mitzah Baba Veira. I'm the halacha. So everyone agrees you're not supposed to do that lechatchila, that you cannot do. Let's see one more. Let's just finish off the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see a couple of your halachas. We said the Gabi Bracha, he sends us to Tof Reish Mem Test. The Pasuk Shom, the Ein Yachal Avarach Alav, V'ayim B'Shai Kiva Obe B'Halacha. So the Gabi Bracha, we're going to be more machmir, and we're going to say, don't make a bracha. So again, we're going in the case of the Ramah. The Ramah is speaking in a case where you were Gazal Temer, and you were Asa and Chutin. And again, we have either you've got the Yish and Shina Rishos, or Shina Hashem, Shina Mais, excuse me, or Shina Hashem, and so on. And therefore we said, it is kosher, you can be Yotzi Yedichi Yavasa with it. However, Legabi Bracha, you shouldn't say a bracha on it. So let's just say a couple of things. Number one, in the if you look at the Bir Halacha, about six lines down, Hidafka Shigazal Chutin, I'm the Mishra Bur Mashka Samna, Filon is Yashua Bailim, Ruba Beis Yosef. So again, the Beis Yosef Shita was, and that even if there was Yush Bailim, doesn't help. The Lachera Kasha, the Hayesh Laze Gamkin Shin Hashem, Dimi Kara Chutin, the Vahashta, Acha Shitin Bebeged, Hakri Chesh Lamatal, Inuch Likri Ese Hamakim Beshim Chutin, Rak Beshim Gadil. I mean, this is not just considered to be regular strings and threads and so on. And so on. So he says a couple lines later, The ulai yesh lemer de gedil hachutin mikri. It's not a complete shina shad. It's still considered to be the gedil of the chutin. Vehuke nash amusham bebavakama doyve de dikli mikri. So it could be that it's not considered to be a proper Shina Shem. There's also discussion over here about, you know, in the Shina Maisa Shabbai, is it considered to be a Shina which is Chayz Lebriyacha, Lebriyas, because you could just be matter it, and you could be matter it, and that would now just revert back to what it was before. I mean, it's certainly a Shina from the fleece to the thread stage, but certainly if you're tying knots and you're doing shizira and all of those things, that's definitely considered to be a shina which is chesel riyasa. So bottom line, we are saying over here that it seems to be that the shita of the mechaber is more machmir than the Shulchan Aruch, and in all cases, even if you steal the wool, the fleece, and you spin it into threads, and you do a shizira and so on, you do all these things, he understands Vasula Hem Mishalahem. It's a Gersakosov, and this Gersakosov is gonna kind of overpower the regular klolim of Gzela with Yirish and Shina Sham and all these types of things. And in all cases it's gonna be a problem. The Rama says no. The Rama says if you stole it when it was fleece and you turn it into thread, it would work. You shouldn't lechatchila place it on your garment because it's above Aveira. And the Gavi Bracha, we are machmir the Gavi Bracha not to do so. I'm sorry?
The second year, you buy it from the shop. So if he stole it,
so the one who buys it afterwards, he actually points this out in a footnote, that he says over here, V'halei keach min hasheni, tasav lekamon shenireish lechol hadeyos yachol levarich. So in our case, we will buy it from shops. Again, it could be not, maybe not according to the Mechaber. According to he's going in the Ramah. In the Ramah. May you talk according to the Mechaber, it seems to be that much more Chomer. Okay, let's just see if we can see Zion and Ches, and already Tess is a new Inyan, and that will be a good place to stop. Zion says, Chutin Sh'ulin Halvahi. We know that there's a difference in halacha between she'ela and halva. She'ela means I need to give the item back be'en, the exact same item. But when it comes to a halva, like let's say money, the person borrows money. Apparently there's a term in English called fungible. Money is fungible. If someone lends me £50, I don't have to give him back the same £50 which he gave me. I can give him a different £50 note, whatever I want to give him. So we say this concept, millable lahayt saw nit, no? I give back a different money. So if the person says, can I borrow the tzitzis? So, chutin she'ulin, we treat that as a halva. Delay hadri beina, you don't have to give back those very same strings. And therefore, in din, ukididei dami, it's considered to be like it's yours. Says the Mishnah Berurah, chutin she'ulin pirish. Loshna halva is lohitzanitna. The ilu chutin shulin mistama havi halva akrin and beimish lamba. I guess probably should say the ilu chutin shulin. These chutin which were borrowed mistama, it is a halva. It is not a sheila, and therefore it's considered to be mishalah. Ukedidei dami aval im sheilam loyadaita shiach zirim lebein. But if in fact the case was that he says, can I borrow these and I will give these very same strings back to you, he gave him strings and they already had shazira done to them and they were cut and so on. You can hang them and you can be mavarach them on them. The bevade nitznim loy b'matana amenas lahachzik. Clearly, it was given to him for the sake of using them on his tzitzis and his talis. Ukemoshe kasev $70 le'inyan talis. So minasam, it's like if a person says, "Can I borrow a couple of eggs?" They don't mean I'm going to crack the egg, put it on my frying pan, and give it back to you. They mean I'm going to give you back different eggs. So we say a similar thing when it comes to this concept also. says Sifches, Hamishkachaber lebeima, one who bows down to an animal for the sake of Avodah Zarah. We see Tzamra posel tzitzis. Its fleece is posel tzitzis. We're going to see an interesting deal as to, are we referring to the tzemer which is currently on the animal, and kol shekein the tzemer which is going to grow in the future? Or maybe not. Maybe it's only that which is on the animal now, but that which grows in the future, maybe not. Al kavanim, the fleece is oser. Hamishtachem lepishdon. If a person bows down to a flax plant, which is natua, just which is attached, koshlo tzitzis shori nishtano, that is considered to be a proper shinoi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Tzamra, after the Avraham Nevedeinu Ase El Karban, Avalahed Yit Shari. Usually the problem is only a problem for carbon, not for my own usage. The Komakam Ase Limitsis Tzitzis Hoyel Vetzarchi Gavayu Mois Klapi Gavaya Hoyel Vele Yishtani Kolkach. So, being that you are using it for the sake of a mitzvah, that's called Zorchi Gavaya, that's considered to be that it's Ma'us Lashem, there's not such a big shinoi, it's white, it looks very similar, and therefore you're not supposed to use it. Lashayinkin, the Mishtach of the Pishna, the Tua, the Avigate, the Kevin Shoso Chutin, Mareu Arish Nchalaf, the Halach Light. It's considered to be a totally different Matthias, and therefore it is permitted. We said, Apostle, I'm a sinner, and Tafka Peva, Magan Avram, the Masjid al Fidas, and Machabisham, and that which the Machabis says over there, Hi Apostle, Enerak Hatchila, Mishun de Mois. Meaning, it's only a din Hatchila, you shouldn't do this. It's Apostle and Hatchila. The Bidiyevit, Taki Yodsa, Chenkos of Hagram, a Simon Zer, Talin Dievet, Machlaki Shnuya, and Ardeus, which would say that it's kosher, so Lechatchila, you should not use. So if you find yourself in India, or I think in India they worship a cow, but if you find yourself in a country where they worship a sheep, Mitzrayim, the marshal, you know, and they bang down to the sheep, and that's all you have for tzitzis, so b'di'eved, we say it's kosher. We said, Vazla tzitzis, kosher, v'ilas tamid, v'tzemesh shahaya oleha be'eis hishtach avayim tzitzis. So the fleece which is on the sheep at the time of the prostration, the time when the fellow bowed down to the animal is asiva kol shekein mashigod lachakach, and all the more so that which grows afterwards. Ubisever b'nei chaya kasalavta, he says, forget the mashigod lachash nevad mutter. It wasn't around at the time. It's upon him hadashus bolikan, and that's going to be mutter. Behave the kasev the gamat has sever kain. But come on and tough fishman test. We said Lagami the Pishton, that which is Natua, Avala Pishton Shunaka, but if it's detached, Oz Nasar Filo Lehedyut. Then it's going to be also even for Hedyut, Kidina Vidazar of Tikravto. Once it is something which is detached, it's got a din of Tikravis of Vidazara, the Aina Mayal Ishino, it doesn't help. Shakol Shatama Havim Imenu. Hare he kamayat exerts a kastav that anything which came from this thing is going to be asr. It doesn't help to subsequently do anything to it. It remains in a state of isr. Okay, we will call it here. We'll pick it up as a shemaf yomtiv, and the homework.